Once upon a time, a cell decided the time was right for it to split in two. Had to copy cellular instructions, or the daughter cell would need them too. Bring in a helicase, unzip the DNAs to ease the stress. A gyrase joins the fray. Strands must be held apart. SSBs do their part, and primase builds a primer RNA. Sliding clamp comes in behind clamp loader. DNTP's floating all around. In the wings, a replicase is waiting for the chance to start another round. Polymerase, my friend, starts at the 3' end. It puts a T across from every A, a G across from C. Perfect simplicity, the leading strand is made in just this way. The lagging strand is made in little pieces, Okazaki fragments you recall. Pull one fills the gaps that lie between them. Ligase comes in next and joins them all. Blueprints can't have mistakes, that's why polymerase corrects its work with exonuclease. Proofreading one by one till all its work is done. Hooray for DNA polymerase. An organism's cellular construction, with blueprints for the things they have to do, requires converting DNA instructions to ribopolymers. Oh yes, it's true. Because they've been bestowed with a genetic code, the RNAs provide the cell with means to link aminoase in most directed ways inside the protein making cell machines. Coli cells don't have galactosidase, and lactose should appear inside its food. The lac repressor leaves the operator, 'cause otherwise metabolism's screwed. Polymerase unwinds the DNAs it finds adjacent to the start site where it docks. Unravels A's and T's with such amazing ease at the promoter's little ta-ta box. The process moves along without much trouble, while making RNA inside the cell. It all occurs inside transcription bubbles, where bases get linked anti-parallel. mRNA then roams to find some ribosomes, subunits large and small by near the end. The AUG's in place inside the P-site space. Initiation you can comprehend. the mechanism shifts to elongation, proceeding by three bases at a stretch. A GTP is required for translocation, advancing 5-2-3 the whole complex. The process moves anon until a stop codon arrives and causes movement to suspend. Translation has to cease, a peptide gets released, and we have reached the central dogma's end.